This is Dr. Benny Tate, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's message at Rock Springs Church. Wherever you are, I hope this message encourages you and helps you grow in your walk with God. Here's this week's message from Rock Springs Church. The Bible says, "And Jesse said unto David, his son," if you remember, Jesse had 8 sons, and David was the runt. He was the run of the litter. And he said, "Take now for thy brethren, ephah," or that was about like a bushel, ephah, "of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of the brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000. And look how the brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench of the host, was going forth as the host was going forth to fight, and shouted for the battle." Let us pray. God, I pray today that you would speak to us and through us. I cannot. You never said I could. You can. You always said you would. Lord, I desperately need the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that breaks the yoke. God, may the people experience a word in season, because I don't have anything to share unless, God, you come and you work and you manifest. So I ask you to do that today in a profound way. And for all you do, we'll give you glory. We'll give you honor. We'll give you praise. For I pray this in Jesus' name. Till you come, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about disciplines from David. Disciplines from David. If I would give you a takeaway today of the message, it would be small things really do matter. Small things really do matter. In the early 1900s, there was a ship constructed. It was the Titanic. It was 2.5 football fields. That is a massive ship. It literally, on the maiden voyage, set sail from Southampton, England, on its way to the New York Harbor. There was 2,240 people on that ship. But something happened on April the 14th of 1912, something happened. That ship hit an iceberg. Here's what's amazing. 90% of the iceberg was below the water, but 10% of the iceberg was above the water. Now what's interesting, of the 2,240 people that were on the ship, 1,500 people lost their lives because the ship hit that iceberg. Now, what should have happened, ladies and gentlemen, somebody should have gone up into the crow's nest, and they should have taken a pair of binoculars, and they should have looked out and seen this iceberg in the distance. But here's what happened. There was a sailor, his name was David Blair. He thought that he was going to be on the ship, but the last minute, David Blair was moved to another ship. He moved to another ship, and he had a key in his pocket. He should have given the key to somebody on the Titanic, but he didn't give the key to anybody on the Titanic. He forgot. What was the key to, Pastor? The key was to a locker room, a locker. Inside that locker were 2 pairs of binoculars. But they were sailing and they couldn't get into the locker to get the binoculars out to see the iceberg. Something as small as a key cost 1,500 people their lives. This is what I've learned about life. Small things really do matter. Little things really do matter. Maybe that's why the Bible says, despise not the day of small beginnings, because small things really do matter. Almost 40 years ago, Barbara and I got married. We got married. I've said 1,000 times, we were so young, we didn't know whether to go on a honeymoon or summer camp. I mean, we were kids. We got married. And that night, I said to Barbara, what drew you to me? I said, was it my muscular body? She said, it wasn't that. I said, was it my vivacious personality? She said, no, Benny, it wasn't that. I said, was it my looks? She said, no, it wasn't that. I said, what was it? She said, Benny, believe it or not, it was your mind. I thought, wow. She said, yes, it's the little things that really count. Amen. It's the little things that really count. Now, here's what's amazing, folks. I love sports. I believe ESPN says the same thing. They believe that the greatest person to ever coach, the greatest coach ever to coach, was a man by the name of John Wooden. Literally. Now think about this, folks. I know Georgia, for example, Georgia football. They won 2 consecutive national championships. 2 consecutive, and I was so proud for them. The last time they won one, Carter was president, so I was so proud for them. They won 2 consecutive championships. But this coach, John Wooden, over a 12-year period, he won 10 national championships. He won 88 consecutive games. So John Wooden, the greatest coach, ESPN said, the greatest coach to ever have coached is this great Coach Wooden. The first day of practice, John Wooden, they wanted to shoot. They wanted to dribble. They wanted to dunk. Coach Wooden said, we're not going to do any of that. This was the first day of practice. I'm going to show you how to put your socks on properly. Because if you don't get your socks on properly, you will develop blisters. And you won't be successful on the basketball court. We got to put our socks on. Because it's the little things that really matter. In 1954, Walt Disney said, you always remember, as great as Disney World is, it all began with a mouse. Because it's the little things, ladies and gentlemen, that really matter. See, it's a trial by the mile, it's hard by the yard, but it's a cinch by the inch, because it's the little things that really matter. Now, here's what I want you to see. David is who we're going to study about today. And there was nobody like David, the greatest king that Israel had ever known. He conquered Jerusalem from the Jebusites 3,000 years ago. Literally, he funded Solomon's temple. Literally, Solomon built it, but David funded it. And get this, folks, gave $21 billion. My goodness, anybody can build a temple if somebody gives you $21 billion. $21 billion. This man David wrote 75 psalms. Get this. 66 battles. He never lost a battle. 66 battles, but he never lost a battle. The only man in the entire Word of God that the Bible says this, he was a man after God's own heart. I want you to realize, folks, he did great things. He did exploits. But you get this, it's the little things that really matter. It's the little things that really matter. And I want you to see 3 things from David, and they're so, so important. Get this today. I wish I was talking even to more young people. Small things prepare us for bigger things. Small things prepare us for bigger things. Now, let me explain to you what was going on. Israel was battling the Philistines. Israel was on one mountain. The Philistines was on the other mountain. The Elah Valley was right between them. And for 40 days, a Philistine giant by the name of Goliath walked out and said, "Give me a man. Give me a man. I want somebody to come against me." And the Bible says all Israel shook. All Israel was scared to death. And one day, Jesse had 8 sons. And 3 of them were down there on the battlefield. And he said to David, the run of the litter, "David, take this cheese and take this bread down to your brothers who are down there battling." Well, they wasn't down there battling. They were down there scared to death. "You take this bread down to your brothers." And David goes down there and he sees that giant. And you know the story. David defeated that giant. He ran to meet that giant. They cried out and said, "David, he's so big he could hurt you." David said, "No, he's so big I can't miss." And David defeated that giant. You know that story. It's a beautiful story. But here's what I want you to see, folks. What put him in the position to be able to battle the giant was being faithful to take the bread and cheese. What put him in the position? Oh, folks, you say, "Well, Pastor Benny, I'm just doing trivial things. I'm doing things in my life that really don't matter." You don't know that they don't matter. God may be putting you in a position to do great things. God just needs you to be faithful in what you're doing. Because just do what you can with what you have or where you are, and God won't leave you where you are. You just be faithful. We missed it, folks. God never said be popular. God never said be successful. God said be faithful. And small things prepare us for bigger things. I've preached all over the world. But I tell you something, folks. I'd rather preach at Rock Springs Church than anywhere in the world. I believe there's no other place anywhere near this place like this place. I believe this is the place. I believe we've got the greatest church unapologetically. We're not second to nobody. It's the greatest church in the world. What would you be, Brother Benny, if you wasn't here? Well, I'd be ashamed. I'm just convinced there's no place like Rock Springs. But you hear me, folks. I didn't start out preaching to Rock Springs. I started out preaching in rescue missions. I started out preaching on street corners. I started out preaching in nursing homes, because here's what I know. God uses the small things to prepare us for big things. And God will use the small thing. Oh, come on. God will use the small things in your life to prepare you for big things. All you need to be is just be faithful in the small things, because God is looking at you and God is just preparing you for the bigger things. Just be faithful, folks, in the small things. Dad, just be faithful in the small things. Let me tell you something else. Small things prove our character. God will take small things and he will prove our character. See, sometimes somebody will get money and they'll say, "Oh, that money ruined that guy." No, no, no. That money didn't ruin that guy. That money just revealed that guy. Because small, see, somebody say, "Oh, Pastor Benny, I've had people say to me, "Brother Benny, if I win the lottery, the church will never want for anything." You're lying. You're not even tithing now. It's not what you do with a million if a million were your lot. It's what you're doing with a dollar and quarter that you've already got. See, what I've learned about God, God uses small things to prove our character. Now, wait, stick with me. It'll make sense if you'll just stay with me. When David was 15, he was anointed king of Israel. But wait, Pastor, when did he become king of Israel? when he was 30. Martin Lloyd-Jones said, the doctor who became a preacher, Martin Lloyd-Jones said, the worst thing that can happen to a man is he succeeds before he's ready. God uses small, get this, folks. God uses small things to prove our character. See, David was anointed to be king at 15, but became king at 30 because his character was not strong enough to handle the responsibility. See, you may be doing what right now just seems small, but God may be developing character in you. See, here's what I'd say, folks. When our reputation meets our character on the street and they don't recognize one another, we're in trouble. God's building character into our lives. See, you said, well, Pastor, I don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. I understand why you're doing what you're doing. God's building character. Now, wait, you say, well, now, wait, Pastor Benny, he was anointed at 15. What happened during these years? I'll tell you what happened. On 8 different occasions, a man by the name of Saul tried to kill him. Now, think about this, folks. 8 different occasions, a guy tries to kill you. How would you handle that? Let me tell you a story. David was in this cave on one occasion. He was in this cave during this. What was he doing? Hiding out from Saul. 8 different times he tried to kill him. He was hiding out from this cat. And Saul comes through with his men and he says to his men, I need to relieve myself. What does that mean, preacher? It means he needed to go to the bathroom. That's what it means. And they said, Saul, right there's a cave. And he goes in that cave and he's doing his whatever. And David slips up behind him. Would you agree, a very vulnerable position? You've been there. A very vulnerable position. And David's man says, kill him. And David says, no. He's the anointed of God. I'm not going to do that. You know what I've learned, folks? God builds our character in how we respond when people are not kind to us. Somebody said, well, they was on Facebook. No. Well, they did this on Facebook. No. Somebody said, well, I'm big enough to do something about it. Here's what I want to say, folks. Are you big enough not to do something about it? Are you big enough not to do something about it? Because here's what I know. Small things prove our character. And folks, God will elevate you more in this area than any other area if you will be unforgiving and if you will be forgiving and you will be kind and you let things go. Hey, look, somebody does you wrong. You say, I want to get even with them. I'm going to ask you a point blank question. Is that the type of person you want to be even with? I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I didn't preach it in the other services. Is that the type of person you want to be even with? You don't want to be even with them because you're better than them. You're better than that. Small things prove our character. And I'm almost done. That may be exaggeration. But lastly, small things pile up. Small things pile up. In 1 Kings 2, David's dying. And this is what he says to his son Solomon. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I will go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong therefore. Look, you show yourself a man. I teach my staff. You can be a man or you can be a boy, but you can't be both. Show yourself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. That the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, if the children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee a man on the throne of David. He says, son, you do what you can with what you have, where you are, and God won't leave you where you are, and he'll increase what you have. He said, you just be the man that you need to be, son. Because if you do that, things will compound and things will pile up. He said, Pastor, am I really making a difference? You're really making a difference. You just be the man that God's called you to be. Just be the man that God's called you to be. This is my phone. I've turned my flashlight on. I'm not a technology savvy guy. Somebody said, Brother Benny sent me a long text. If somebody said that, they lied. Just a light. Take the lights down. Here I am with this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, you said, Pastor Benny, you're making no difference. I don't know. I want you to take your phone out. Some of you have been texting while I preach, and I saw you. Get your phone out. Take your phone. Turn your light on. Turn your flashlight on. Get him out. Turn your flashlight on. Get them out, turn your flashlight on. Get them out, that's it. Just get them out, turn your flashlight on. Turn your flashlight, you're getting them out. You're doing this, you're better than the 8 and 9:30. You're doing great. Get them out, turn your flashlight on. Look, folks, this room was dark, but we've lit this room up. This room was dark, but we've lit this room up. This room was dark, but we've lit this room up. Folks, we can raise the lights back up. Say, Preacher Benny, what are you saying? You never know the impact of your light. You never know, Dad. You never know the impact of your light. You never know the impact. You never know the impact. Get this, folks. A father and son were walking on the beach. They were walking on the beach and the tide was washing starfish in. They were down there on the beach, just walking on the beach. And by the way, if you go to the beach, don't get in the ocean. But anyway, they're walking on the beach. And the little boy's picking up starfish and he's throwing them back. Because that scorching heat is just killing them. And finally, his dad stops and he says, son, there's thousands and hundreds of thousands of starfish. You can't save them all. And about that time, the little boy picked up one. And he says, oh, but daddy. Throws it back. He said, I can save this one. I can save this one. I can save this one. Start small, but think tall. I can save this one. I can save this one. You know what? I'm done, but you know what David teaches us, folks? David teaches us that small things prepare us for bigger things. You know what David teaches us? David teaches us that small things prove our character. You know what David teaches us? David teaches us that small things pile up. Small things really do pile up. You know, I was thinking about David. I'm done, but a lot of times on Saturday night, my message was done. I didn't do this in any service, any of the services, because I didn't really feel like I had time. But last night I said, Barbara, I want to look over my message. And I went into the living room and I just started looking over my message, trying to put it to my mind. And I started thinking about what a great man David was. And I thought about 66 battles and never lost a battle. I mean, get real, George Washington lost 2/3 of the battles he fought. 66 battles, he never lost a battle. I thought about him conquering Jerusalem. I thought about him being the greatest king of Israel. I thought, wow, David was something else. But folks, he wasn't Jesus. And I'm just sitting there. I mean, my message done was done. But think about the similarities. Jesus and David were both born in Bethlehem, 1,000 years apart. David, that name means beloved. In Matthew 3:17, God looked down from heaven and said concerning Jesus, "This is my beloved son." When David was a young boy, he went against the giant. But when Jesus was 12 years old, he said, "I must be about my father's business." David was ordained by a man who had a miracle birth. His name was Samuel. Jesus was ordained by a man who had a miracle birth. His name was John the Baptist. David was betrayed by Absalom. Jesus was betrayed by Judas. David was a Jew who attracted Gentiles. Jesus was a Jew who developed Gentile followers. David died in Jerusalem, and Jesus died in Jerusalem. I said, wow, so many similarities. But then I said, folks, but there are some contrast. David was the son of Jesse, but Jesus is the Son of God. David was a sinner born in Bethlehem, but Jesus was a Savior born in Bethlehem. Three men brought David water, but Jesus was the living water. David couldn't build God a house because he had shed blood. Jesus built the family of God because he shed blood. David, David, because of sin, he died and was buried. Jesus became our sin. He was died and buried and rose the third day. I'm sorry. David became the king of Israel, but Jesus became the King of kings and Lord of lords. Let's stand to our feet. Can we just give Jesus praise? Because there's nobody like Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message from Rock Springs Church. If you would like more information about Rock Springs, be sure to follow us on social media or connect with us at rockspringsonline.com. Join us right here next week for another message from Rock Springs Church.